T-minus 5.
A great opening line.
4.
Something really curious about this broadcast.
3.
Where do they teach you to talk like this?
2.
Sir, one more outburst, I will strangle you with my microphone wire. You understand me?
1.
You're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man.
Ignition.
Red alert. Battle stations.
Seconds worth of introduction there. I'm not sure that we've got anywhere left to go after 30-second introduction, but we'll have a go anyway. Thank you very much for joining me. I am Simon Jones. This is Reality Radio, and this week it's about a dream ticket that I had. Thanks to Sarah, I was able to fulfill a lifelong ambition and take a single-seater racing car out and drive it around a Grand Prix circuit. A whole bunch of us went along. We took recording equipment, we took video cameras and all sorts of stuff, and this is what we brought back. Okay, so this is the entrance to the Silverstone Driving Centre here at Donington, and we haven't got anything to say who we are, what we're doing or anything. No certificates, no paperwork, so, and Security Man's eating chips.
Nice.
Let's get some tape.
Come on. Hi there. Yeah, that's right, the...
Park on the left, sir. Driving Centre on the right, we'll be dying.
Thanks very much.
Basically, the situation is that I've been up to the signing on room, and we get a little bit of things. There's stuff in our crash helmet. I don't know where I put it. Here it is. I don't know what it is. And you put that on your head, and then you put the crash helmet on, and you're racing your clobber. You're just standing. So I'm going to be racing in this.
You don't get any overalls.
You don't get any overalls. So if the car catches fire horribly, I'll die in a fiery mess. But that's not likely to happen. So that's it. So we're going to be going up there at 25 past one. Having a briefing, then we go around the little circuit, which is over on the hairpin, and you drive around, you familiarise yourself with the car for a while, and then when they think that you're good enough, you go out onto the track at about 2 o'clock, I think, and then you lap around the whole of the track. You get 40 minutes behind a pace car, because otherwise you just crash, just spin off. So, yeah, so it's going to be pretty good, and now I'm excited.
Simon, do you feel nervous? No, actually, I don't. I'm very surprised, actually. I don't feel at all nervous.
So you think that you'd need quite a bit of training to drive a single-seater racing car around a track, but in actual fact, you don't. They literally just put you in the car, tell you a little bit about the gauges, and then you're out onto the track and you're going around in circles. And that's pretty amazing when you think that these cars have a power-to-weight ratio of a Ferrari F40, and even with the rev limiter on, these cars are still capable of a top speed of 105 miles an hour.
Okay, so we've just had a 20-minute briefing about how to drive the car, and now we're going down and putting our crash helmets on and getting fitted for the crash helmets, and then we're literally going to walk around the corner here onto the Melbourne hairpin, where we're going to drive up and down and familiarise ourselves with the single-seater racing car, and then after that we're going to go out onto the Grand Prix circuit and lap behind a pace car. So this is it. Fantastic. Here I go.
And there he goes.
Ooh, he nearly did. He nearly did.
And there he goes.
Boring.
Simon's in Magic 17.
So for the next 20 minutes, we all familiarised ourselves with the racing cars by driving up and down the Melbourne hairpin loop. Our first impressions of the car was just how easy it was to drive. I'd always expected it to be a lot more difficult than a road car to drive, but in comparison, they really weren't that far apart. Just the racing car was far more stripped down. You had a revometer, a water pressure gauge, a steering wheel and a gear stick, and that was it. You had no room to move in the car. You were strapped in, your body wasn't moving, and you actually felt very secure and very insulated in that little car. So as we ended the 20-minute familiarisation session, my car ended up developing a problem, and I ended up cruising to a halt with no gears. I had to jump out of car number 17 and jump into the spare car number 9, which I might add wasn't as well set up for me, because it was set up for somebody a lot taller than me. Now this wouldn't have been too much of a drama, but unfortunately everybody who'd come with me to watch me drive around the circuit had already gone and found a good pitch in the grandstand, so they hadn't seen me change from car number 17 to car number 9. And this was my concern, because I wanted loads of people to take pictures and get it on video. So when we pulled out onto the Grand Prix circuit, I had to drive past the grandstand, look for my group, wave frantically, hoping that they would see me and figure out that I was now in a spare car.
This is Graham again. I'm with Pricey, and we're going off investigating to get a good view of the circuit, because to be perfectly honest, it's not very good from the grandstand. So we're going down underneath the infield tunnel, and we're going to try and get to the corner curves. Me and Pricey have found our spot. Cars appear to be out on the track, but we've not seen Simon yet, in car 17. Simon confused us there for a little bit, because he's actually changed cars since the warm-up. He was in car 17, he's now in car number 9.
Where is he? There he is, there he is!
Out on the circuit, these cars were phenomenal. It was a dream come true for me. I was driving on the same circuit that Ayrton Senna had won the European Grand Prix of 1993. On the back straight, I'm told we were getting up to speeds in excess of 100 miles an hour. That despite the fact that there was a huge downpour of rain right in the middle of the session. But it was all over too soon. The 20-minute session inside the car felt like 5. Just as I was getting used to the grip and the acceleration of the car, the pace car put on his flashing lights to indicate that we were all to power down and make our way back to the pit lane.
It was all right, actually. They
actually
really
shook
grip.
It down for
did it
where we were.
We could you couldn't really see very much. I had to keep turning my head to the side so that the water was coming off the visor in a different way. Yeah, and then yeah. I was doing this with that in my hand, which I was the only one wearing gloves, which was really useful, because if you didn't wear the gloves, then your hands no good, is it? But it was all right. I put a welly on out there on the right on the back of the straight, and just like absolutely floored it, waited. And you're not supposed to go to second down there, but I dropped it down to second. Bang! The car went like this, and I was like, that was not good. Managed to pull it round, get it all back together again, and then just thought, no, I won't do that anymore. But it was intense.
Sarah, I was car number 17 in the practicing sessions, and then I was car number 9. Tell me how that went for you.
Well, we actually wondered when everyone came out, we were looking for car 17, and there wasn't one. So then we added up the amount of cars that had come out, and all the cars had come out, obviously, because there were 10 of you. So then we looked again, and the second time round you kind of waved and let us know where you were, so it wasn't too bad. We knew you were car number 9, and we just kept following you around after that.
So that was it. That was the dream ticket drive in a single-seater racing car around Donington Grand Prix race circuit. Thank you very much to Sarah for buying me that Christmas gift. It was a brilliant idea. Also, thanks to everybody who came along. That's Will, Graham, Sarah, Pricey and John. You all did a fantastic job of recording and videoing all day and making my day absolutely fantastic. So thanks to you all. So that's it for this Reality Radio. Join me next time. Don't forget, we've got a new domain name. It's www.realityradio.co.uk. Tune in again. And I'll see you soon. Cheers.